This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
If you recall, I think, was it a couple of weeks ago? We got an email with the title, Little Dick Hell. A woman was living in Little Dick Hell. Because the gist of the email was this. She's engaged to an amazing guy, but he thinks he has a really small dong.
Right, it was affecting him.
Yeah, and even before they had sex the first time, he's like, hey, if you're a size queen, you're not going to like me. She thinks he's 4 to 5 hard.
Right.
But he's so insecure. This is the guy that was always pulling out the bag of tricks. He bought a bunch of toys and giant dongers.
He's just filling her up every which way but loose, like a Toys R Us. And
she just wants
the carrot top guy, right?
The carrot top guy. The sexual carrot top. That's him. But she just wants, you know, it's okay once in a while, but she just wants regular sex with the guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she was asking us, how does she get him just to bang like normal people and not a 2-hour toy-filled porno with carrot top?
Mm-hmm.
And we said, you just have to talk to him. Just tell him that what he's got is enough, right?
Yeah.
It's just...
Love that thing.
Grab it.
Touch it.
Grab
kiss.
It. Enjoy it.
Give it a kiss.
You know? I mean, tell it.
Little kiss.
Talk
excellent
to him.
Excellent tip.
Yeah.
Who doesn't talk love to it? A little kiss. So she said, I was listening, and I have to thank you guys first for the advice.
Mm-hmm.
I told my little dick man that I need a little less carrot top sex.
Maybe don't call him that.
Why does she do that? Why does she keep... Does she did that before? She does she refer
no
to
wonder
him
he's
as,
got goddamn
stop
issues.
Stop saying that. Why does
my
she do
my little dick
that?
Man.
She did it again.
Wow.
Can't
you
call
wonder
your guy
why he's
then?
Like yeah, got a backpack with him.
Exactly.
Huh?
He's on Amazon ordering $300 worth of dildo.
Yeah.
That's my big vagina lady.
Yeah.
Same kind of
can't
thing, right?
Do that.
No.
No wonder he has a complex.
Yeah. Well, hopefully she doesn't call him that to his face.
Yeah, but even
just,
no,
just to
even
email it to a radio
it,
show.
Even thinking it.
And we're saying
and I can
saying
I feel like
it.
I can feel like I'd be
you
able to
feel
it. I'd be like,
you were thinking
I'm email Dave and Chuck. Yeah. Tell him.
Well, and that's it. Once he pieces it together, that's it. They might as well just forget it.
Yeah.
It's a bad vibe.
It is. You don't call your guy Little Dick Man.
Yeah.
Unless he wants to be, like, totally demoralized, right? If he's into that.
Right.
He loves the...
I don't think he's into it.
No, he's not. This guy. So she said, I told my little dick man, I need less carrot top sex and more normal people sex.
Did she say that? Did she say that?
That's what we told her to say.
No, I didn't tell her to say.
I think we did. Maybe
top,
not you.
Don't
you
refer
said
to
it.
Like you're, now you're
guys.
Saying he's carrot top in the bedroom.
I could have sworn Lisa said that exact
I
phrase.
I did not.
Tell him less carrot top sex.
Yep.
Did I know?
Yeah, we didn't tell her.
I'm just messing with you.
Okay, yeah. And I'm like, I would never refer to carrot top.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, would you ever refer to carrot top?
No. I know.
It's like, no. I know I didn't.
Lisa's like, I would never bring up carrot top.
I would not.
I'll say a lot of things, but one thing I'll never discuss is carrot top.
Hopefully she didn't say that.
The truth.
Well, she said, these are her words.
Okay, all right.
I need less carrot top sex and more normal people sex.
Okay.
He started crying.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is getting worse.
That's
wait.
Terrible.
I'm just going to sit back and enjoy this one.
He started crying?
They had a huge fight.
Bye-bye.
Which ended with him in tears.
Break up.
Good God.
Telling her about the erection problems he's been having since gaining weight.
Jesus
he's
God.
He's gained weight and he has erection problems. And he cries and he's carrot top in the bedroom.
Man, it can't
just,
get, it can't just get hard.
Just end it.
Of course it can't
this
get hard.
This sounds terrible.
No. Yeah, but you know what? If you called me little dick guy, I bet I'd have a hard time getting hard.
Yeah, that's true.
I'd be like, okay, come
so it's
on.
Like, it's
come
her
on.
Fault.
Just, I'd probably eat through the pain, too, and gain some weight.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he's, right. No, what? Wait a minute. So he started crying. I guess I can kind of understand because she called him little dick man with a carrot top in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Carrot top sex. So, of course, he started crying. And imagine how she said it.
I think she said it just like
you think so. I hope like, not. I hope not.
No, but like her
crass.
Tone.
Yeah, I bet she's a little.
She doesn't seem like the most sensitive lady.
If he started crying, like that wasn't the conversation.
There's nothing worse than a crying man going, I can't get hard.
I can't get hard.
I'm chubby.
Yeah, but I mean, she's probably like, yeah, you little dick man. You little feeble little dick man.
I don't know.
Tiny little thing.
I'd carrot top every 5 minutes in here.
I have erectile dysfunction.
Oh, shut up. Shut your fat mouth.
I have erectile dysfunction.
Let's go eat another cheeseburger.
It's a winking.
And who's carrot top?
Carrot top's the worst comedian of all time.
Let me Google that. Oh,
my God.
And then he sees what carrot top even looks like.
Right.
That in itself is terrible.
Probably doesn't know who the whole carrot top is.
It can't get hard.
Oh man, so that's that so sucks. Bad.
She said, so of course I felt like an ass, and I had to reassure him how much I love him and his dong.
Sounds like
Jesus Christ.
And the feeling of him in me.
Oh
God.
This is awful.
Oh my God. Stop emailing.
Good advice, guys. Great advice.
She says, the good news is he's making an effort now, and there is still a Vegas show once a week in our bedroom, but I'm getting more God-given natural little dong.
Oh, God.
And life is good.
Okay.
She says, I love
Stop
you guys.
Saying
and
that.
Lisa is my hero.
Oh, okay. Yep. Sorry. Yeah. I just told her not to email again. That was rude.
A little harsh.
No, sorry.
No.
Isn't that the worst?
That's what makes you a hero.
No.
Because you know what? Because sometimes it has to be said.
Don't call him that. Don't call him Little Dick Man. Don't do that.
Don't you think she calls him that to like all of her friends?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's 100%. Yes. Like, this guy's getting a mask card and riffing left and right.
When I envisioned this conversation, it would have went, you know, like listen, I love you, and I love everything about you, and I don't want all of these
toys
in the bedroom.
I don't need all this stuff. I love everything you have going on.
And that's what we
love, that thing right there. I just want
that
immaculate thing right there.
You're perfect.
You know what? Listen, I don't mind if you just rail me with a tiny little dick of yours every 5 to 6 minutes and put down these toys because I can't keep getting filled up.
Yeah.
You know, like a Patriots stadium.
Ah, damn. I'm hoping she put it. That's exactly what we said. We told her.
Like
we didn't
nice
say
way.
Call him Little Dick and tell him call him Carrot Top.
Our conversation was between us, just like ha ha jokes.
Yes.
Jokes on the show, not don't real life sit down and
no,
say
but
this
our
stuff.
Bottom line, we said just like that. We said just tell him that you're happy with what he has and you don't need the extra stuff all the time. That's all she had to say, and let's hope that's how she said it.
Maybe let's she was hope. Just being funny for us.
Like, yeah, let's hope.
Maybe.
But that was our advice for her, those words. Not the carrot top little dick stuff.
So did he leave or is he so he's staying?
No,
there.
She said he's making an effort.
Well, like he's going to leave. He's a crying little bitch.
Yeah, this guy is a little.
He's not leaving anymore. Like he's not
this
leaving.
This guy is a little bitch, dude.
He is a little bitch.
He made James joke to death.
I'm trying to eat a donut and hide a donut here.
He's a little bitch.
Wow. This poor guy.
I hope he doesn't listen. What if he listens?
Well, he need. You know what?
He's
sometimes
know this
a
is
guy.
Him.
Hey, you're listening, right? Listen.
Oh my God.
She stop did being it. A little bitch, man.
She did it to him.
There are dudes with 2 inches out there.
Right.
You're 4.5, 5 inches. Count your lucky stars, dude. Rail this woman.
Let's really, you know, that the other thing about this that we just was brought up there is the horrible names people could be calling their partners. Like
they call them.
Like, could you really call someone Lil Dick Man?
No.
Because like, is someone have Who a nickname, Lil Dick Man?
Yes, you can make up a lot of nicknames. You
I think
definitely,
some people are bad people.
Yeah, you definitely have nicknames for people.
I'm depressed
That's
now.
Horrible.
I know.
Well,
it looks like they've worked it out.
Everyone should just...
don't call him that.
But, I mean, what are we going to do for a person that thinks that it's okay to call him that? How can you help? Where do you start?
Him. Yeah, I don't know.
Where do you start?
So, another listener said, I had a friend whose girlfriend called him Cheese Wheel.
Cheese Wheel?
Because he had a chode that looked like a cheese wheel.
James' face. His eyes. I just saw his eyes peek up over because the just,
I'm picturing a man with a cheese wheel on his crotch.
On his
like his taint look like a...
Well, no, his chode is like his...
Like a cheese wheel?
Scrotum, right?
So no, your chode...
I thought a chode is like a tiny little just a head... Just a head wiener.
Oh, because to me, chode was also another word for taint.
Okay, now it can refer to the perineum. It can refer to lots of things, but it's a slang for a penis wider than it is long.
Oh.
She's got a dick wheel, a cheese wheel dick.
That's unfortunate.
But that's what...
So it's just wide and...
So like right at before the head was a big giant wheel of cheese. I mean, most chicks would be fine with that. You'd think
fresh for long shot looking at it.
I don't know, man. I don't think so.
I don't know if they want a little cheese wheel.
Well, they don't want to look at it. They want to look at it, but I bet it feels fine.
I didn't want to start a Wednesday off with Lisa just going cheese wheel.
I wish mine had a little bit of cheese wheel.
That's an odd wish.
I'll take it.
Don't wish for a cheese wheel.
I do.
So this is how she refers to her man as cheese wheel.
Cheese wheel.
And cheese wheel should be here soon.
Oh my gosh.
Cheese wheel?
But you have sex with cheese wheel?
That's her boyfriend.
If it'll fit. If it'll fit with that wheel of cheese on the end.
Lisa's killing me today.
Jeez, she's trying to just put life together right now.
It's hard to. There was a guy, someone else texted, there's a guy I grew up with, his girl called him Dum Dum Pop, like the little lollipops. Oh, so we had like tiny, thin, little, bigger.
Oh, yeah, like that's... At least call me...
Tootsie Pop.
Tootsie Pop, right.
People are in relationships.
You know, Blow Pop.
Yeah, I mean, these aren't...
Have you seen a Dum Dum Pop?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're tiny.
What would you rather have, cheese wheel or Dum Dum Pop?
I don't want any of that.
Give me a cheese wheel.
Neither of those beads. This
is. But how do you?
Just call me
like,
cheese wheel.
Like one time, I get it. Like you're like one time, like a Dum Dum Pop.
But to nickname him that.
But then that's your boyfriend, and you're telling your friends.
That's so weird.
Big Sexy's with us here.
Big Sexy
on the Dave and Chuck lines. Good morning, Big Sexy.
Prepare to peg, sir.
Now, Captain.
Ready?
Peg! Quite a peg!
Lord.
What's up, Big Sexy?
Oh, nothing much. I had a coworker that I used to work with. His name was Dan. I'm not going to go into further details, but his partner used to call him Tuna Can Dan because he had a tiny donger, but it was wide as hell.
Huh. Tuna Can Dan.
So pretty much rhyme. Very cheese wheel-like, right? Same thing.
I feel like the cheese wheel is different. I feel like the cheese wheel...
Is he just round? Like same as a cheese wheel?
I think only part of it. So he had like a normal shaft, and then there was towards the head, it came out like a wheel of cheese.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's what it was.
That's what I think it is.
Well, he should get that looked at.
I don't think there's nothing. That's just how he's designed.
That's just the way it is. Yeah. Some things will never change. But don't you believe
it. My dick looks like a cheese wheel.
That's just the way it is. Some things will never change. But don't you believe it?
That was beautiful, guys.
I wish we could get a keyboard in here just
for these moments.
We need one.
Yeah.
We need one. That's great.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Some things will never change.
Okay, so I guess we'll do this for a second. Has a partner given you a bad sexual nickname? Like Lil Dick Man, Carrot Top, Cheese Wheel?
I guarantee I've been given bad sexual nicknames, and I just have no idea. It would devastate me to find out.
Dude, if a girl is like, or a guy, if he calls her, you know, mud flaps or whatever, you got.
Exactly.
Got a nickname.
Hey, mud flaps, get down here. Yeah.
Because that happens a lot.
Yeah. Bacon dreams back there.
Bathtub. My buddy had to take a chick in the bathtub. She was known as Bathtub.
Bathtub.
She smelled so bad down there.
So I've heard that story many times, but I never knew they nicknamed her Bathtub.
I didn't know
bathtub.
That either.
Bathtub. Huh. You could just say, oh, Bathtub. Oh, Bathtub.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So if you know that you've been given a bad sexual nickname, or perhaps you've called someone a bad sexual nickname and didn't tell them, 1-855-954-6969, toll free, 1-855-954-6969, or text 46969. This guy said, I call my wife Cujo, and she embraces it.
So she's like a dog. She's a killer dog.
Well, yeah, like just, with rabies, you know, evil.
Mm.
Ready to attack. This guy said, I made my fiance puke during oral. She tells the story to a couple of our close female friends. They now call me Vic.
short for vomit dick.
Oh, very creative.
Wow.
Hmm. Well. Yeah.
I don't like it.
That's just the way it is.
Things will never be the same.
People are asking if we're high. No, we're not high.
No.
That's a weird start.
Yeah,
this gets a weird start when Lisa looks down at the floor and goes, "Cheese wheel."
My buddy is a cop, and the girls call him Officer Half Inch.
Oh. Ouch.
10-9 on that one.
But he doesn't
He doesn't know?
No, he doesn't know. Thank God he doesn't know.
Oh, my God. If you're Officer Half Inch.
Officer Half Inch. Some of these guys got some terrible women.
Yeah.
There's some terrible dudes out there, too, I guess.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yes.
Of course, we're going to get the guys like, yeah, they called me a horse. Relax. Mm-hmm. We don't want to hear from
you. That's what the lines are probably all lit up with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
They called me soup can.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I called my ex Guns N' Roses because she never shaved. Welcome to the jungle.
Ooh.
Hey, Guns N' Roses, where are you going to go tonight?
She just called her Slash.
Yep.
Oh, man. Guy had his penis called Tic Tac, small but refreshing.
Oh, nothing refreshing about one.
Yeah, Tic Tacs suck.
Tic Tac.
My ex used to call her ex tampon penis.
Because it was thin?
I think he probably liked to do it during that special time.
Oh my God. Damn it.
Sorry, I get stuck.
I love it. That was a well placed ew.
Yep.
Zach.
Oh, my.
Hi, Zach.
Yes, sir. Hello?
Yeah, hi. What's the bad sexual nickname?
My roommate, girls would used to call my roommate Girthquake.
Girthquake?
That's funny.
Girthquake.
She's a big old person.
Yeah.
But that's like a flattering thing, right?
Yeah,
it's girthy.
Sure.
You got a girthy piece.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But then every time girls would see him at parties, they'd be like, "Hey, what's up, Girthquake?" And he would get all flustered and run away. But
oh, don't run away!
I think he was scared of his own power.
Oh well,
okay.
To wield that kind of power is scary.
I called my ex Quick Nut.
Wonder what that means.
We call my buddy's fiance Turkey. Because she has a goblet?
Mm-hmm. She got all kinds of weird
the neck.
I'm guessing she's got like a little saggy little neck flap thing going.
Oh, my God.
Gobble, gobble.
Or don't you think it's just down there and it just looks like it's hanging down like a turkey's neck?
Yeah,
it's the bits.
Lisa didn't even have to say anything.
Lisa's like,
She
just did the finger down.
I was like, I'm getting to it. Don't worry. I know it's a vagina they're talking about.
Lisa's like, wait, hold on. It's not next.
Well, shame on that guy for telling his friends about that down there.
Why would you ever?
You know what, this is what's amazing to me sometimes, that guys and girls, I guess, will do it. They'll think something's just going to be like a one night stand or a couple hookups and nothing. And so they're like, yeah, this chick is like a turkey neck down there. It's disgusting.
And then
all of a sudden they're like,
but I love her.
Yeah.
Shut up. Stop calling her turkey neck.
It's like, you can't say anything like that until you know someone is like out of your life.
Then you marry
turkey
neck.
Then you can be like, yeah, well, guys, just so you know, that chick from a year ago had a turkey vagina.
George. Hi, George. Bad sexual nicknames is what we're talking about. You have one?
I do.
Okay.
My ex-girlfriend, that's actually my wife's best friend back in the day. I used to call her the Callahan Tunnel because I'm pulling a hot dog in the hallway.
Right, just wide giant. Open. Just wide giant. Open space.
Where do your pants be usually?
Just singing.
Yeah. Someone said, calls her the mime. She never made a single sound or said a word during sex ever.
Just faces. Or just...
No, she wouldn't even have done that.
Like, not even any kind of emotion. That's crazy.
You don't want to be the mime.
You met my girlfriend, the corpse.
Oh, I knew a girl back in high school nicknamed Fishhead.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Probably something to do with the eyes.
Oh, my God.
I like trying to decipher it.
Called my ex Fat Tits Ugly Face.
Oh, very creative.
Some of these aren't even a nickname. They just describe the person.
Right. But even, I mean, how would you even be with that person? That's what you call her?
That's what I'm saying. They're like...
Called a gross body STD town.
But I love her.
you end up being your girlfriend.
Yeah. Called my ex unicorn penis because it was big but hairy like a mane. What?
Sounds magical.
Yeah.
No.
I'm assuming maybe just his pubes were very long.
Mm-hmm. Like a mane of pubes?
Or he had hair down his penis. Hair can grow on that thing.
Look at that nickname.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's sweet.
Wow. Devil runt. Rhymes with devil runt. Bitch is the devil.
Hmm.
This one, I'm a definite grower, not a shower. I'm pretty thick in circumference, but it expands in length to about 4 to 5 inches. My ex gave me the name Cherry Push Pop. What a marvelous time in my life. Hey, Cherry Push Pop!
Those aren't very big.
No, they're not.
No,
but they are delicious.
Tiny candy.
There you go.
I do miss those from my
youth. They're so good.
Yeah.
Delicious sherbet.
You can as a grown man.
Yeah, those are good.
Yeah, you can. You sure can.
Yeah. You don't have to lick anything.
That's true.
Those weird.
Let's go to George.
Really?
Hiya, George.
Jordan. But, okay. Yeah, I got a buddy with a pretty funny nickname.
Sure, go ahead.
Ranch Cup, because he's got a baby carrot wiener.
Oh, so he needs to dip it in a little ranch cup.
That's pretty sad.
Yeah. Mm. Ranch cup itself doesn't sound that bad.
You really never want it to get out there that yours is the size of a baby carrot.
Right.
Nope.
Yeah. And I don't know. You don't want to be named after dippings.
Mm-mm.
No, like if my name was Ranch Cup, you'd just find me a couple days later in the suicide forest.
Yeah. There he is.
Like, oh, my buddies are calling me Ranch Cup.
Yeah. It's not your bad friends.
Like, what are you doing, Chuck? Why are you taking that backpack? Oh, it's just got a big long rope in it.
And you're flying all the way to Japan, right?
Yeah. Yep.
He's fine getting on that flight.
Yep.
This one, my buddy tells me everything. He calls his girlfriend Hamburger Helper because her walls have the texture of ground hamburger.
Oh. How do you even...
Yeah. I might need to seek the help from a medical professional if that's the case.
Have you ever heard of such a thing? Anyone? No, anyone ever heard of such a thing? Has anyone?
Hamburger Helper.
What's vagina. In there?
Hamburger lease. Hamburger vagina skin. Real bumpy. Just the way it is.
Jesus, people, what's wrong with you?
I've never heard of that in all the years doing the show.
No. Oh, I've heard of... Yeah, I guess I have heard of that. Yeah, I have heard of that before.
Hamburger Helper walls?
Your walls? Your walls?
Are bumpy like Hamburger Helper?
But like hamburger, ground beef that's cooked.
Ew.
It would be like hard and... There'd be nothing about that would be good.
No.
No.
Is that a disease?
Yep, babe. I got the Hamburger Helper.
The walls should be smooth.
Google that?
The doctor says that you have...
What are we Hamburger Helper? Well, just
of course. Meaty bumpy, vagina walls?
No.
Bumpy.
What is that?
Vaginal walls.
Let's just put vaginal walls.
Let's see what comes up here. Vaginal lumps and bumps.
Oh, she might have a lot of stuff going on in there.
Mm-hmm. Like pimples? Vagimples?
No, like you can, you know, little cysts.
Is it normal to have bumps in your...
Vag.
Yeah.
Oh, it could
be
genital warts or genital herpes.
Genital warts.
Or cauliflower.
Yep, that's what it is.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
It's internal genital warts.
That's just the way it is.
Hamburger pig. Bumpy vaginal warts.
You should get checked for HPV.
Oh, man.
Damn it. Hamburger helper.
They glad we got to the bottom of that.
That's funny, and he was joking about it.
Yeah,
he
thought it was funny.
Little does he know.
It's not funny. That's bad.
Two people better go get checked.
When you go, when you feel like you've had sex with a bowl of stroganoff, you need to go
right.
See.
So that's, I never even thought, but that's exactly what it is. Yeah. If it felt like a bumpy,
meaty mess.
It's probably internal HPV. Yeah. Oh my God, that sucks, huh? Bad.
And that's crazy that she could. She should have had a yearly visit or something.
She's not. She's not.
Somebody should have caught it before that little Mick guy was in there.
Some people don't do that. They just skip.
Yeah, some people don't
they
do that.
They just skip. You can't skip.
People skip.
No, don't skip.
Listen, you got to keep an eye on that thing. Anything can happen down there.
They have clinics you can go to if you can't afford it.
Mm. Yes.
Get checked.
Because who's down with HPV?
Well, no, and the thing is, if she's got that, like, you could die from that.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
no,
a girl can die from that.
Much worse than just...
Yeah.
Steve's next. Hi, Steve. Good morning.
Man, that's scary.
Morning. Penis. Balls.
Penis.
Balls.
Talking about bad sexual nicknames.
What you got, Steve?
So, a buddy of mine back in high school slipped climbing over a chain link fence, and he ended up losing one of his boys. Uh-huh. So, after all that happened, we found out from his ex-girlfriend she was calling him One Ball McGraw.
Ah, yeah. If you lose a testicle, you gotta know. I mean, that's different, I think, right?
Yeah.
It's different. You expect to...
You know what, though? It all depends, like, how cool me and the girl are. Like, if we're openly... We joke about the fact that I only have one, she can call me that. But if we don't talk about it, and it's, like, something that's a sore spot for me, you can't call me... Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Girlfriend calls me Mushroom Man. I'm 8 inches by 5 inches, but my head is 6 inches around.
So he's like this.
So
he's like this.
But then
a big mushroom cap.
Yeah, that's not so much a negative, I guess, depending.
I think it would look pretty.
Seems weird.
Pretty different.
Called an older fling Betsy Wetsy because she peed when she reached the big moment. It's incontinence.
That's just what everybody thinks is the.
That's just everyone thinks is the big moment. The big.
Squite.
Yeah.
Squite.
Just like the drink. How dare you?
How dare you?
Refreshing. Refreshing.
That
great
warm and fruit musty.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a great pop.
It is.
Squirt?
So yeah.
Who doesn't like a squirt?
Yeah, squirt's good.
It is.
Just know what you
just texted, y'all need Jesus.
I'll need Jesus.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
We know. I've already got his sandals, but I need him more.
It's true.
This one had a friend. Hooked up with a girl we all, including him, called her Anal Amy. They were together for years.
I wonder why they called her that.
It's a tough one. My girl
was real particular.
I think she knows what she wants.
I think she was real particular, like anal.
Oh,
so that's it? She was just super OCD?
Yeah.
OCD.
Like, it has to be that way. To be that way.
I have a buddy with vitiligo on his dong. He was nicknamed Two-Tone.
God, that's so mean.
Yep, sure is.
That's a skin disease.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Let's go next to Alex. Hi, Alex. You have a sexual nickname you called your ex.
Yes. Back in high school, I had this ex. She had pretty, pretty big bonkers. So
bonkers.
One of my friends, like tits.
awesome. Carry on. Okay, continue. You got us. Same page.
So,
did you say bonkers or knockers?
No, bonkers.
Bonkers.
Big bonkers. Giant bonkers.
My one buddy came up to me and he was like, dude, you know you can play tennis with those bonkers, right? I was like, wait, no, dude, are you serious? He's like, dude, did you ever look? I was like, no. So I actually went back and we had sex the next day. And I actually was playing with them. I was like, I can see how he's doing, how he can say that. Well, so I called her tennis tits for the rest of the day, for the rest of the time we dated.
To her face?
Huh? Yes, I said it to her, and she was like, why are you calling me that? I was like, it's an inside joke, don't worry about it.
Oh, yeah, that's nice. Absolutely terrible. Mm-hmm. You're a terrible bonkers man. Girl of Mice.
Just never be with anyone who calls them bonkers, you know?
This girl called Chili. Because downstairs smelt like
chili.
Chili.
Someone else was pickles. Same thing. That's what she smelled.
Pickles and chili?
Pickles and chili.
That's possible.
And then pickles and chili.
And we got a food smelling bit.
It's wild out there, guys.
At least I heard her little feet go.
Sometimes they smell like pickles. That's just the way it is. They called her Chili.
That works because you'd be like, come on, baby, put some of that chili on my wiener.
No, you don't.
My God.
I'm going to make a corny dog.
My goodness.
Oh.
Chili.
Chili.
Huh. Now, has it been unusual?
You know, I love chili. You know, I love chili. I love chili.
I love it.
I love it.
But you don't want, season. Chili in its place.
It's chili. I want chili in its place.
Chili in its place.
Yep. Yes. I want chili in its place.
You don't want unexpected chili.
No. The only time you want to smell chili is when there's somebody's making chili. Yeah.
Exactly. Like, I don't even want to go into a room that smells like chili with no chili there.
If you smell chili and there's no chili to be found, that's a bad thing.
What?
Called my ex elephant ears.
Mm.
Also down there.
Oh, yeah.
It's another name for my
dogs. Not her ears.
Down. Let's take the elevator down again. We're going down.
Down there.
Downstairs.
Shit. Lisa was like,
my ex called me Dr. J. Huge hook shot on his.
Oh.
Yeah, I guess.
Little crook.
The old crook bar.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Ooh.
Hooked up with a chick called her Octopussy. Felt like you were getting grabbed from the inside. Is that another strong case?
No,
that's just strong.
Strong internal muscles.
Yeah. Kind of the wrong with that. Was that a negative? That won't be a negative. You can grab me in there.
Sounds like a positive in my book.
Yeah.
I'm okay with Octopussy.
Easy.
Steven. Hi, Steven. Good morning to you.
Hello. Good morning.
Sexual nicknames. You had one? You want to share one?
Yes. We used to call my buddy K-Bob's ex-girlfriend Goofy because she would make funny faces during sex, and she would always come out because, you know, Goofy's a dog. She would come out every now and then, and she'd make, like, dog noises, like, arr.
Lovely.
You know, like,
yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a multifaceted nickname.
Mm. Yeah, there's many sides to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The faces and the sounds combined.
Yeah.
But that was his buddy's girlfriend?
Yeah.
Like, how do you know?
Because he told him.
People tell him all the stuff. Yeah. All the stuff.
Tell everything.
She just makes all kinds of hilarious faces. Mm.
Max, so that there's Pickle Dick. He was called Pickle Rick because he smelled like pickles down there too.
Wow.
Why are people's bits smelling like pickles and chili?
Because they don't wash themselves.
Not
terrible hygiene.
Take care of themselves very well.
You gotta wash yourself.
Is that a sign of something else, or is just not washing?
If your bits smell like pickles and vinegar.
Lisa, I don't have the answers to this. I don't know how you get it to smell like chili. You know, I could just sit and try and figure it out.
No,
it's just like pickles to me is much easier to pull off than chili
and
would be. Pickles is like you could see maybe a body chemistry thing.
I think
a little bit
to me.
Yeah,
I think I'm just going to throw this out there. That if you were a bigger person, you may be just the heat trapping.
Also just
perhaps could create more of a meat-like odor.
And not everything getting out of there.
Right.
A spicy meat.
Holy God.
This
well,
is chili.
I don't even like it.
Basically spicy what meat. Chili
I wasn't even. I know. I wasn't ready for you to say spicy meat today.
Yeah.
Listen, when I pop these panties off, you're gonna smell spice meat. And that's just the way it is. Sorry about that.
Get a job. That's just the way it is.
She's got that spicy meat. So spicy. That's just the way it is. Like a chili.
It felt like ground beef.
So many meat references.
There is too many.
Dinner. Mm. It's dinner time down there.
Man, you just want it to be normal. You know?
Yeah, no, I don't want no food odors.
I don't want no food odors.
I don't want no food odors. No pickle. Hold the pickles. Hold the chili.
Man, if you find one, that's fine.
It's like you're ordering a meal from Chuck the Freak.
I know, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Plain. Good old plain.
Oh, man. I don't know what I'd do if somebody smelled like chili or had ground beef in there. Like I'm trying to put myself in it, like what I would do. I'd be like,
I know. But these guys are just somehow cool.
Yeah. Exactly. They're just,
oh, yeah.
I'm like, yeah, it feels like ground beef in there.
Oh.
That's Dave's new apples and cinnamon should be pickles and chili. No, apples and cinnamon is good.
Yeah.
Pickles and chili is bad.
Like, if you gave it a test and you felt.
Abort.
Ground beef.
Abort, abort, abort.
Yeah. You have to abort. I don't know what you have to say to someone at that point.
Say whatever you gotta have
go.
To say.
Gotta go.
Whatever.
Yep.
Yeah.
Get the hell out of
my
there.
My groundhog just died.
You go whatever, you test her out, and then you're like, you should go to a doctor, lady. It feels like beef stroganoff's in there. Maybe the lasagna.
Mm. One more here. I had to call my ex Folgers. Mm-hmm. She drank so much coffee that she smelled and tasted like that down there.
Really?
That'll wake you up. That'll wake you up.
Fascinating. Huh. Hey, Folgers!
Wow.
Mm.
Get paired, bikini.
Best part of waking up is Folgers in your mouth. it is, I love coffee, but again, I don't want any food or drink odors.
You nailed it when you said, you know, chili in its place.
Yeah. Chili
you
in its
want
place.
All of the tastes in their right
where
place.
Where they belong.
Yeah,
where they belong.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play. It sucks to be old.
I don't know. I guess it's up to you whether you believe these people should have been arrested or just given medals for doing what they were doing in their 80s. Some of them. The police in Fairfield, Connecticut made a bunch of arrests in an 87-acre field. I guess it's a notorious spot where people meet up to bang.
Hmm. Like right in the field.
Yeah, everyone knows that's the banging field.
Man, that's Connecticut's where a banging field was?
No, I don't wish I know where it was.
I feel like that's how you get your scrotum bit by a coyote.
Oh, it is. It is.
In the banging field?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And a tick. You can get ticks.
Get taint ticks.
Well, this time, they weren't just any strangers. They were old strangers.
Let's bang.
All right. You want to meet in the banging field?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
The cops made 6 arrests for people having sex in the field. Their ages were as follows.
Mm-hmm.
62, 62, 67, 75, 82, 85.
Why are they in a field?
82 and 85 women.
The only woman in the bunch.
Oh, no.
Was the 85-year-old.
She's getting a train.
She was getting trained. Andy looked like an old school dramatic actress.
When
he went.
People, when old. Yeah, I was. My word. So, like, when an old lady is getting a train ran on her, does that.
Is it a steam engine?
It's a steam engine. Yes. It's the old, good old steam engine.
The locomotive.
Yeah.
My God. Yeah, so the only woman was the 85-year-old.
So that's why they're in a field.
Yeah.
The train.
Yeah.
old train.
The old My steam God. Engine.
I'd hate to run across an old train.
She has the same last name as the 82-year-old man, although they didn't say if they were married. Let's hope not brother and sister. I hope they're married. It's an old married couple that just decided to, you know, change the
share.
All 80 of you want to go out in the field?
Yeah, I'm a little dry, but...
So, they busted them.
Do a steam
All
engine
of them were charged with breach of peace.
Oh, they got their breach photos. Of peace.
Some were also charged with public indecency. I don't know. Free the Fairfield Six. Yeah.
Fairfield Six.
The Fairfield Six we should free.
Guilty as charged.
Okay, so this is...
He was banging.
Here's their pictures. We put their mugshots up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. No, this is one of the younger guys.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
They only included the pictures of the four men, not the two oldest.
She's their grand... Oh, not the two...
Not the 82 and 85-year-olds.
Right. So the lady wasn't...
She's not pictured here. Here, just the guy. So there's this dude.
I felt bad for them.
There's that dude.
Wait a second. What if it was a big gay orgy and the girl was just there?
Look at that
there's
guy.
That dude.
Yeah, look at him.
Yeah.
1943. And then me. What a day. Build a nice.
He's younger.
He is. He's probably the one that's the youngest.
60s.
Yeah.
So they didn't include the picture. I don't know why. Why do you post the shots of four of the people you've arrested, but not the other two?
They're somewhere.
Is there like an over 80 you don't have to have a mugshot rule?
I don't know. The other ones probably have better lawyers.
It's nice that they didn't put that picture up, though.
That guy's like, I made all my money in magazine advertising.
I mean, they... Richard Butler and Joyce Butler were the other two. Mm-hmm. They released their names, just not their pictures.
Be so horrible if that was your grandma and grandpa.
Oh my God, Lise, can you imagine?
Grandpa,
busted, banging, running a locomotive in the field.
Yeah, me and your grandmom were having an orgy. You know how much we love orgies. It's in your blood.
No, it's just the dudes.
That's crazy.
No pics of the couple.
I wonder if something's wrong.
Maybe those four guys were just having sex. Well, no.
But then the other ones got arrested.
They were all together, they said. They were running a train on Granny.
Hmm.
A Granny train.
Yeah.
So, all charged.
What was going on. Yeah. Everybody.
Well, she was charged.
The old Santa Fe.
Can't find the pics anywhere. For the life of me.
Running a rusty steam engine, boys.
Trying to think of like a really old train name.
Me too. I can't though. I don't got nothing.
Santa Fe's one, but there's got to be like a
the LNR.
There's like an ancient train.
It's a nice looking park.
Yeah.
Well, that's why they bang there. Probably filmed it.
Right. I'll mean about that, bro.
Ooh, God, I never even film thought it. About maybe the grandma, maybe the older couple was just there filming it.
What? They're running like some sort of senior porn scam.
Very technical when you're in your 80s.
You wouldn't think.
I don't know how to work this thing.
I
don't think you hire VHS 80-year-old videographers for your porn.
No, they can't even handle
I'm too shaky. Come on, imagine that. I'm too goddamn shaky.
Put it on the goddamn tripod, then. Tripod.
I can't.
Oh my God, someone said, wouldn't that be the stagecoach, not the train at that age?
The Grand Trunk.
I'm on the Grand Trunk.
Oh, man.
Man.
Anyway, not an image you want to see.
Mm.
Six seniors banging in a field, but some poor cops saw it and arrested them all. That's a bad day in those cops' lives.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Bad day. Mm-hmm. Visuals you can't. You can't ever.
Well, the thing is, you know they're banging, right? So you're coming upon the scene, and you just I'd have a megaphone. I'd just be like, "Stop banging, old people!" But then, do I have to catch him in the act? Probably.
310 to Yuma.
The old 310 to Yuma. People had some funny stuff.
Yeah, they did for sure.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
There's an old stereotype that people in the Northeast tend to be ruder than people in other states. This isn't going to help. A website asked readers to rank all 50 states according to how friendly people are. And six of the 10 least friendly states are in the Northeast. The rudest state in America, it always gets this reputation, New York.
Mm-hmm.
Arkansas, though, comes in second.
Mm-hmm.
About Southern hospitality.
Well, they're dumb and mean down there.
Dumb and mean.
Oh, wow.
Some of our listeners live in the rudest states because Massachusetts made the list. Massholes are massholes for a reason, I guess.
They don't.
Florida made the list, and I think it's because of my personal encounters, bitter old people. I think why they've been listed. I had an encounter with at least one really angry old man who took my parking spot.
Right. Well, it's like, I wonder if that video that we posted on our Instagram of that, it was like an old man or an old lady, I couldn't really tell, but just knocking over the scooters.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if that was a Florida thing.
Hmm. They hate technology.
hate these scooters.
Rhode Island also makes a list of the rudest states, along with Delaware, New Jersey, Washington, New Hampshire, and Nevada. I think Nevada, they're just sick of tourists.
Yeah, that's it.
Right? Yes. Especially in the Las Vegas area. I've never been to...
Could you imagine living in Las Vegas?
No.
Oh.
Like, that's your life all the time.
No. Any place like that, though. Even Orlando.
Right.
Imagine living in a place that's just... Yep. Tourists are there all the time.
Yep.
People are flying in all the time.
You're stuck in traffic all the time with people who can't drive.
Well, and your job is probably involved in that.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
So you'd probably be rude. Michigan fell right in the middle, 28th on the list of friendliest and rudest states. Among the friendliest, they say Minnesota is by far number one.
To see a person.
Exactly. They can't believe someone's visiting.
It's all lakes and tundra.
Yep.
Mountain men and
freezing.
Knife makers.
Tennessee's number two. Did you find that when you were there? Did you find the friendly people?
I didn't talk to anyone.
Oh, okay.
I never talked to a soul in Tennessee.
Not a soul?
Not a soul.
Not even the guy who put you on the goat coaster?
Friendly.
Tried not to.
But he was like, all right, hang on tight. They bring them up behind on time and hold on tight.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Oh boy, Jesus Christ, why am I on a goat coaster?
Were you comfortable with that? I would have been like, whoa,
no, I wasn't comfortable. No, I don't. I was just like, whatever, just get me by this person.
Yeah, my time on Aaron's cat. I would have thought I may have missed out.
Feed in with that, my putting sad.
On some important safety information or something.
No, you're on your own, man. You're on your own. They had a video playing. They had like a video playing on a loop that showed you how to stop.
Goat coaster. I did honestly find the people of Tennessee fairly friendly.
The South is usually pretty friendly.
Yeah. I will say for the most part. In the real touristy parts, you can't judge with the tourists, right? Because they can be jackasses.
And that whole town is just tourist town. I didn't really, you know.
South Carolina also made a friendly list. Texas.
Friendly.
Texas. Wyoming. Indiana. Colorado. Kansas, Oklahoma, and Hawaii.
Hmm.
I found Hawaii fairly friendly, too.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Yeah, Texas, I saw like the most racist things I've ever seen in my whole entire life happen there. So I can't. I don't know how.
Yeah, friendly is.
Friendly depending.
Yeah.
I really can't even believe that place.
Someone said, I'm in Boston. They can go screw themselves.
Yeah.
That can be part of the problem. So. Yeah. Speaking of Massachusetts being rude, someone said, look up the photo of the guy from Boston flipping off the Google Maps van.
See, I like that about Boston.
Yeah. They'll tell you when it sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they do. And you know, the other thing, in starting to kind of become friends with a couple guys from Boston, you really have to get used to how badly they bust your balls.
Oh, that's what's great.
Balls and, like, they
ball
bust.
Busting's great.
Some guys can't handle ball busting, though. You know, and honestly, the more they like you, the more your balls are busted constantly. Yeah.
That's
the
picture. That's great.
Yeah,
I love it.
Is there the Google Maps fan is walking by? He flips the.
What a lucky guy to be immortalized on Google Maps with the middle finger.
I know, right?
That's amazing,
uh-huh.
Man. Some people got all the luck.
That is true. Like Boston people are real generous and cool. Like, but they just are like they got that East Coast like
they have an edge.
They got. I don't have time to tell you all this.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
I don't got time to cater to your sensitiveness.
Yep. went to Arkansas a few years ago. Someone said if you weren't Southern, people were dicks.
I would never go to Arkansas.
I would never go to Arkansas either, Lise.
Yeah, I was in South Carolina. You said that made the list. They tried to like scare me and another guy into like they were going to do some Southern stuff. So I just went full on James mode. I just got I got super homoerotic with them.
Yeah,
and they couldn't handle that.
Make them real uncomfortable.
Yeah, they're like, you got a pretty mouth. I was like, you want to give me a kiss?
Oh. I got real soft lips, too.
Tongue. They were like, can't get the, what the hell? Yeah, can't hang with us Yankees.
You think I got a pretty mouth? You should see my butt.
Yeah.
You should see my Jesus. Butt. Someone said, I also look up the photos of the Detroiters pointing an AK-47 at the Google Maps van.
Yeah, we've seen that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that one.
That's made the rounds. That's
they're probably trying to figure out if they should shoot it or not. Like a spaceship!
Well, they say that's what knocked Michigan down the list. The combination of Detroit and Ann Arbor get a really bad rap.
Well, and the thing is, even like New York State, you know, most of it is rural area of probably nice people. But the city itself, I mean, New York City, it's going to dominate.
Yeah, there's... people in Boston proud. They don't take that negatively. They're proud that they made
it. Oh, they're so proud.
Yeah,
they love it.
They're super happy with
it. Yeah, they love it.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.